From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. Good morning. A church in Plains, Georgia was packed yesterday to hear two of the state's biggest political figures teach Sunday school. Andrew Young and Jimmy Carter shared the pulpit at Maranatha Baptist Church. As president, Carter appointed Young to be his ambassador to the United Nations in 1977, and Young took a second to reflect on their time in politics.
He never asked, what is the public opinion on this? His only question was the spiritual question. Is it the right thing for the world in which we live?
The two men avoided discussing President Trump or other current events, instead focusing on preaching compassion and peace. Carter has taught Sunday school classes in Plains for the better part of four decades. Students in Atlanta Public Schools return to class today, and one thing they won't need to bring is lunch money. That's because all APS students will have access to free breakfast and lunch this year. The district qualifies for a USDA program that covers the cost because at least 40% of all students are already eligible for free meals. Atlanta Public Schools is one of the largest school districts in the state, serving more than 50,000 students. Georgia farmers are facing more uncertainty after China announced it has stopped buying U.S. agricultural products. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
The American Farm Bureau Federation is calling for a quick end to the U.S.-China trade dispute. Trip Cofield is with the Georgia Farm Bureau. He says some Georgia farmers support the notion of better trading terms with China.
They think that they'll be better off in the end, even if there's some short-term pain. Certainly the trade aid helps, but I think if you ask them, most of them, they'd rather have a good crop and a good price and open markets.
Recently, President Trump set aside $16 billion in federal aid for farmers losing money as a result of the U.S. trade war with China. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones.
In soccer, Atlanta United defeated New York City FC on Sunday by a score of 2-1, jumping up to first place in the conference. Joseph Martinez scored both goals for Atlanta and set a new league record in the process. ESPN had the call.
Joseph Martinez! 10 out of 10. A new MLS record for scoring in consecutive games.
United will have an international matchup on Wednesday when they host Club America, who are the champions of Mexico's top soccer league, Liga MX. For more news, visit our website, gpbnews.org.